Robert family. No beautiful gods to be sacrificed. So we, so that's why brother has this drum here that we need to live a life of laboring upon Christ.
Amen.
What's the meaning of labor? I think our brother Williams tells us. It's throughout the day laboring. It's kind of living throughout the day, exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Turn to the Lord in all environments and situations. We labor throughout the day as we go on our daily living.
Amen.
So we consecrate ourselves every morning.
Amen.
And we spend more time to contact the Lord.
Amen.
We redeem our time, which means we seize every opportunity.
Right.
Our life is full of opportunities, as the brothers told us, to gain Christ.
Amen.
To labor on Christ. That should be our view. That should be our desire for the 2024.
Amen.
I'll stop here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I was really touched by the brother's burden, this training, that we need to see a land, an all-inclusive land.
Amen.
In the Bible, God doesn't just reveal riches to us, but He revealed a land. And the goal is not just to see the land, but to, just to enjoy Christ here, a little there, but really it's to possess the land.
Amen.
And to experience this land, labor on this land, and live in this land.
Amen.
And really Christ needs to be everything to us in our experience and in our enjoyment.
Amen.
And I really appreciate this picture from Message 6, that in the Old Testament, Egypt corresponds to the outer court of the tabernacle, which typifies the body, and the wilderness corresponds to the holy place, which typifies our soul, and the land of Canaan corresponds with the Holy of Holies, which typifies our spirit.
Right.
And I really just appreciate this charge that we need to live in the good land, which means we need to live in our spirit.
Amen.
And in this past year, I often found that I was wandering in the wilderness, wandering in my soul, my mind, emotion, and will. But we need to press on.
Amen.
In this new year, we need to press on from living in our soul to living in our spirit.
Amen.
In our spirit, we can really enjoy Christ as our rest and enjoy Christ as this all-inclusive good land.
Amen.
Amen. By the way, I'm Megan's mom. It's interesting that today, this morning in the car, when I asked her, what do you want to share today? Exactly the same we want to share.
Amen.
So that's why I stand up right after her. So I was also very touched by this picture. I know that this picture is very small, but I think that in the Old Testament, when God brought Israelites out of Egypt, actually, brother mentioned that. Brother mentioned that Exodus chapter 12, verse 51, it says, on that very day, Jehovah brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. So, right after they brought, God brought Israelites out of Egypt, He actually saw the Israelites as armies. And then I was very touched by Lena's point about Josh, Caleb. Caleb had a different spirit. If you read Numbers chapter 13 and chapter 14, you will see that actually objectively, the 12 spies, they actually saw the same. They saw the figs, they saw the grapes, and they saw the good things. They even brought them back to Aaron and Moses. However, Caleb's view and Joshua's view were different. So I think the burden for the training is really that we need to have subjective experience of the good land, not just like we look it from a distant place. We really need to labor in it. And I was very touched by Megan sharing that, in the message, he says that some of us, unfortunately, we often are wandering in our soul or in the wilderness.
Right.
So even if we, we're in the church life for 20 years, 30 years, we probably never had the experience of the good land. So I really hope that this year we will labor in the good on the good land, and we will get into the riches of the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we all need to labor in the good land. Amen. Because each one has a portion. Everyone has. That means everyone can. Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to say Mary sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to the Lord's word. And there are four things. First, every day we need to draw near to the Lord.
Amen.
And the second thing, we need to sit at His feet. In a humble position, we come to the Lord.
Amen.
And we need to sit him down. That means we need to put away everything. Our mind need to have a quiet mind and be fully opened, emptied to the Lord. And the fourth thing is listening to the Lord's word. So every day if we start in this way, and we can just exercise our spirit the whole day and turn to the Lord. And this is the way for our laboring in the good land.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time I was so enjoyed the training.
Amen.
I was the last one, and in the one of the morning I morning revival with the sisters, and then I said I really want to go to the training because I missed October 31st. And then immediately I send a text to all the brothers. Do you have someone want to drop it and I can join? 10 minutes later, I got the seat. Oh, so wonderful. And then, sister, next time we should all go together. Oh, that is really a spiritual vacation.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoy. You just don't know how I enjoy so much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The first major, I was so surprised. The brother mentioned, you know, when we know it's a good land. But he said, you want to enjoy the good land. The first, we have to fight.
Yes.
Amen. We have to, you know, get rid of our unbelief. You know, that we have to fight. So we have to fight, and then we can get into the good land.
Amen.
So actually, each and every day, our living is a fighting. You know, we want to enjoy this all-inclusive Christ.
Right.
We need to run. Amen. We need to fight. Without fighting, we will lose our portion. Amen. So that's the first, I really enjoy. We need to fight each and every day. Not fight with your family, not fight with your children, but we have to fight with the enemy, actually ourselves. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then, the second, the one I really enjoy, is, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's so many items. But the one is really we need to open. Amen. Because we just say year 2024 seems like we have a long year to go. But actually, we only have today.
Amen.
So we need to labor on this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And actually, our labor is enjoyment. We need to enjoy this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
To gain Him, observe in this all-inclusive land.
Amen.
And then so we can grow and we can mature in life.
Amen.
Amen.
In the good land, it's a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates.
Amen.
The wheat is the restricted, constricted life.
Amen.
And I just appreciate it. What our brother said, our laboring is exercising our spirit.
Amen.
And we need to fight against ourselves to enter into our spirit, live in our spirit day by day. And what I realize more and more is this happens, what I need to do is I need to exercise my spirit in my daily living.
Amen.
I need to exercise my spirit when I contact my children. And what I appreciated in message 9, the land of pomegranates is the abundance of the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Actually, the picture of the pillar, what you see, if you look at the picture, it's a pillar of bronze with chain work. And on the top of the chain work, in the midst of the chain work, there's lilies and there's pomegranates.
Amen.
And so the chain work means intermixed and complicated situations.
Amen.
So actually, every day we are living a life full of complicated situations.
Right.
But as we're in the midst of our complicated situations, What are we doing? We are exercising our spirit to live a life of a lily, which means trusting in the Lord, so that there would be the pomegranates. That's the riches and abundance of the life of Christ.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. It said, actually, as we go through these experiences of the wheat, the barley, the vine, the fig tree, we're experiencing all that Christ is, there's something that comes forth in our daily living. And I just had a small experience this morning with one of my sons. He was just unhappy. And I don't know why. And everybody else was ready to go to the meeting, and he just didn't want to go. And so I was just, you know, this is the time when I need to exercise my spirit, right? I can either tell him, let's just go and force him, or I can exercise my spirit and ask the Lord for wisdom. And so the Lord just said, wait, you know, give him some time. And then actually the Lord reminded me, eventually, I just asked him, do you want to pray with me? Because he was being very not nice. And he said, yes, I want to pray with you. So actually, he prayed with me, and I was ushered into my spirit, and, you know, and I think he also touched the Lord. And I just realized, this is what it means to exercise my spirit.
Yeah.
Contacting the Lord and trusting in the Lord in the midst of my complicated situation.
Amen.
And so, Lord, just cause us to fight, to possess more of this good land.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I was really impressed with the question our brother proposed. So are we relying on manna, or are we laboring on Christ?
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the picture of the people of Israel, we see in the wilderness, the manna is from the heaven. To eat the manna, you don't need to labor, right? So like making sense, our need is not to enjoy Christ here and there, a little of Christ.
Amen.
What we have is a land, a spacious, all-inclusive land. So we need to labor on this land. And I appreciate the labor, actually, for the people of Israel to labor, they are for two reasons. So the first reason is to meet the daily need. Because they are families, they need to stay alive. So they need to labor to have enough produce to sustain their life. And the other reason, I think it's most significant of this laboring is to meet God's need.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, because in Deuteronomy 16:16b says, so the people of Israel cannot appear before Jehovah empty-handed.
Amen.
And our brother mentioned it is a commandment. It's a requirement. So they cannot just go to the temple and say, oh, I'm a believer. I want to worship God. I'm praising God. I'm praising Him. What He has done to me. No, that's no way. They need to have a surplus to bring to the temple. And I appreciate our brother mentioned is very encouraging. Actually, what matters is not the size, but the nature of this offering. Praise the Lord. So that means in all our ages, no matter what life ages we are, we can all labor on Christ.
Amen.
Produce and a surplus to bring to the church meetings to offer to God to meet His need.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So in Deuteronomy 8:7 it says, "For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains, a land of wheat and barley and the vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with oil of honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. You will not lack anything in it." So praise the Lord. So the Christ is purified as a good land which we do not lack anything. And every children of Israel got their unique portion of the land. And the brother said, then everyone will have a unique portion of Christ, which no one else will ever enjoy but you, unless it has been imparted in you.
Amen.
So everyone will need to labor on Christ.
Amen.
And this means day by day we need to take time to enjoy the Christ.
Amen.
And day by throughout the day, in every situation, we just exercise our spirit to contact the Lord. And the brothers also mentioned, we are children of today. We only have today. Yesterday has already passed, and we don't need to really look onto tomorrow. We really need to enjoy today. And every day we just need to rejoice, give thanks, and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light.
Amen.
Amen. Message 8. We saw that light is the presence of God.
Amen.
We must be in the light. Enjoy Christ as our good lamp.
Amen.
Because light is the entrance to our allotted portion.
Amen.
Amen. Luke 11:35 says, watch out, the light in you is not darkness.
Amen.
Verse 36 says, your whole body is full of light and does not have any dark part.
Amen.
When I live the church life as a routine, going to the meetings, doing morning revival, reading ministry books, I often feel as if I'm in the light. But there are occasions when I actually touch the light and suddenly we realize that I was actually in the darkness. I just lost the inner sense of life. And when I was in the darkness, I felt like I was laboring, or I was just fulfilling my religious duties. I was not actually laboring on the good light. But when I touch the light, which usually happens when I fellowship with the saints, I was laboring on the good land. So Brother Ricky gave us 4 practical ways to walk in the light. I was especially touched by 2 of them. 1, contact the Lord more in a genuine way.
Amen.
2, fellowship with others in a genuine way.
Amen.
And also in message 11, Brother Ron spoke about worshiping our God in spirit and in truthfulness.
Amen.
He said, out of enjoyment of the divine reality issue, human truthfulness. It's easy to lose that truthfulness if we just live a routine church life and get by. But when we have God's mercy and see that there is a dark part in ourselves, we can just simply pray. How much I need the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for this new year.
Amen.
Amen. And then I'll share something on message 3. So message 3 is about wheat and barley. The wheat signifies the incarnated, crucified, and buried Christ. We think about this. Christ is actually the infinite God, but he willingly took the form of a human. So he is utterly limited. When we say we are limited or restricted, oftentimes we are unable to do anything. We're not capable of doing anything. But Christ, he is able to do anything.
Amen.
But he's willingly to be limited and restricted. So in any situation, if we turn to him, he has the power for us to endure the limitation and the restriction.
Right.
And also, the body signifies that he is the resurrected Christ. So even after he was crucified and then resurrected, he has the power, unlimited power. So in the incarnation, Jesus was exceedingly limited. But in his resurrection, he is unlimited.
Amen.
So if we apply the resurrected Christ, we will be free and released. Although outwardly we might be limited, but inwardly we are free and
Amen.
Released.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. He is body and wheat to us, and we need to labor to get him.
Amen.
The last one.
Praise the Lord for the
Amen.
The overall the topic is about the old includes Christ, good night. The key word here is laboring.
Amen. Amen.
Message is very rich for the poor message. I was very impressed about it. Matthew 6, but brought that in mind in the beginning, raised a question. So, are you in the Egypt or wilderness or great land?
Amen.
Amen. We also ask ourselves, amen. You know, we all know that that was what that means, right? Egypt, that is thinking about war. The brethren, I think about the soul. If we are the forest people, we gather like Israel, wandering in the brethren. But if we are, you know, the Jewish people, we live with God's spirit, we should live in the good land. So, the good land, the keyword is the laboring, how to live. Brother Ron Kangas and the message, live, he said, you know, laboring on the good land is not the job they use your, you know, make out all effort or use your strong physical energy, strength. But laboring on the good land, job to exert our spirit.
Amen.
To gain cross. Gain cross. So that's it. So maybe we have some knowledge of the law, which are without these, also have supplies. So it's just that we can, you know, share to each other. So that's the way with law for this, you know, training. We really only entering the good land, laboring on the good land.
Amen.
Not supplies or exhibits on the meeting. And then come together worshiping our God.
Amen.
With law. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, we have to believe that the Lord's presence speaking is something that we need to hear at this moment, at this time. And what a rich speaking, even this limited time, this morning, that we heard from all the saints who enjoyed the training. And so I'd like to start wrapping it up. And I just have this burden to read some verses and to kind of bring this into application. Especially in light of this new year. And so I want to start with the verses in Genesis 13:14. This was the promise. Actually, it's after the initial promise, but this is the, I would say, encouragement.
Amen.
Don't we need an encouraging word?
Amen.
The encouragement to Abraham to go and possess this land. So, in Genesis 13:14, Jehovah said to Abram, right, after Lot has separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look up from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. What is that? That is the dimensions of our God. He's unlimited. Right, we didn't have time to go through all of the descriptions of the land, but He is so rich. He is so wonderful.
Amen.
He's the one who meets all of our need.
Amen.
Okay, so that's number one. We need to lift up our eyes and we need to see. And then in verse 17, it says, rise up and walk through the land.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I have a word for all of us. Rise up.
Amen.
And we need to walk through the land.
Amen.
These two things. Number one, we need to see. Number two, we need to walk.
Right.
If you have these two things, that's how we possess this land.
Amen.
Okay, now I want to back up a little bit. The context of Genesis 13, I don't know if you're familiar with this. Actually, I read it. What did verse 14 start with? Jehovah said to Abraham, after Lot has separated from him. Do you know the story? Actually, in this story, there was some strife between Abraham and Lot. It's very interesting. Have you experienced strife? Is there certain situations in your family, in your living? Are we able to go through these situations on our own? You know, I just wonder, why? Why did God reveal this wonderful encouragement at this point of time? I think it's because You know, you just think about it. Abraham and Lot, uncle and nephew. They were together. They started together. And there was a separation, right? It was a family something. How was Abraham feeling? I think he was feeling pretty depressed, pretty low. Brothers and sisters, how was your 2023? You know, I spent some time in this last couple weeks, and I just realized, oh Lord, I failed you in so many different ways. I started 2023 with this goal, that aspiration. And Lord, at the end of the year, I just have to confess, I'm so short. But you know what? It's at this moment that God wants to speak to us again.
Amen.
He wants to encourage us.
Amen.
Rise up!
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to rise up. Actually, we need to first lift up our eyes.
Amen.
And don't look at your pitiful self,
right.
Your failures.
Amen.
Right? But we need to see who God is.
Amen.
He is unsearchably rich.
Amen.
He could do in us what He needs to do.
Amen.
And then we need to rise up. Brothers and sisters, can you pray this with me this year?
Amen.
Let us corporately rise up.
Amen.
And go and walk through this land.
Amen.
And to possess this land.
Amen.
I'll end with this song that the Lord gave me this morning. Okay? I hope this is our prayer. This is my prayer.
Amen.
I hope this is our corporate prayer.
Amen.
As a church this year. This is 396. Lord, lift me up.
Amen.
And let me stand.
Amen.
Listen, it's by faith.
Amen.
We need to exercise our spirit of faith.
Amen.
Otherwise, we look at ourselves and it's impossible. By faith on Canaan's tableland.
Amen.
A higher plane.
Amen.
Lord, the Lord wants to bring us higher.
Amen.
And higher plane than I have found.
Amen.
Lord, plant our feet on higher ground.
Amen.
I just really pray. This is our corporate consecration. Lord, lift us up this year.
Amen.
Lord, plant our feet on higher ground.
Amen.
Amen. I would just want to follow our brother. Amen. Yes, this needs to be our prayer for the new year. Thank the Lord that He gave us every year is a time to really to wrap up the things behind and look forward to the things has set for us. And we all need to have this kind of prayer, have a fresh consecration before Him. And take us to a higher ground.
Amen.
We don't want to stay the same. We don't want to be just like the Israelites, the first generation. They're just wandering, right, on the wilderness for 40 years, and then only two of them entered into the good land, you know, was able to enjoy Christ. Brother Vedans at the opening, he mentioned that this was a strategic training. I certainly echo, amen, that. This was also mentioned by the brother during the training.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, speak a little bit about history. The same message was spoken 61 years ago when Brother Lee first started his work in the United States. It was around, I think it was 1962, during the month of December. He had like 8 days of a training. Actually, it was a conference, I think, at that time. Amen. And it was on exactly the same topic, the all-inclusive Christ. In fact, we have this book, the Spirit, right? We have, you know, I don't know how many of our brothers and sisters read the book, but this was one of the first book I think I read after I entered the church life. When I read it, it was just like so rich, because I've never seen this before, you know. Even when I read the Bible, I couldn't see this, right? You know, brother and sister, it will probably take a very long time to really explain it. But anyways, we all need to enter into this book, I would say, right? For the ones that we haven't really read the book, this is just so rich. It just opens up the richness of Christ, right? As typified by the good land. All these aspects. But I really appreciate that, the brothers started the message with the fighting, actually, right? Actually, the first two messages actually for preparing us, to prepare the God's children to enter into the good land. And then the next few messages was all talking about showing us all the richness of the good land, right? And the last three messages showing us how to labor and how to really enjoy this good land. So this whole message, I just like this whole series of messages is just so rich. I would really encourage we all dive into it. You know, really consecrate our time, right? Consecrate ourselves anew to enter into all these riches. And then first we need to see the richness of Christ, right? If we don't see the richness, there's no way for us to enjoy. So first we need to see the rich, and then we just, as brothers and sisters share, we really exercise our spirit, right? Because the richness today, the Christ, all the richness is in our spirit. Just coming back to the first message regarding the fighting, I just felt like I was so touched by this because so many times, you know, we had failures, right? You know, looking at the past, you know, brother also mentioned, we have so many failures. But then we need to look to the Christ, right? Also, we need to see there is a spiritual warfare that's going on. Satan and all the principalities, the evil forces, right? Inside and out, right? As we see in the picture in the Old Testament, you know, even before the Israelites enter into the good land, on the east side of Jordan, there's already the three kings, right? They try to, you know, stop them from entering the good land. And after they enter into good land, there's these tribes, right? The Canaanite tribes. These all typifying like all the evil forces inside of us and outside of us, right? Inside of us, we have these pagan tribes, right? We, you know, whatever we have brought up, we have all these concept isms inside of us, right? These, all these worldly kind of thoughts, you know, that is also our, the flesh, right? That is really against God, against the new man. We have this old man, it's always fighting against the new man. So we see there is a spiritual warfare. We need to engage before we can really possess and enjoy this all-inclusive Christ. Amen. So we need to pray, right? You know, we need to really, I think a few, was it that last corporate meeting? Our brother Michael brought up this practice, right? You know, we pray 30 seconds before I go to bed and 30 seconds, you know, after we rise up. But it's so hard, right? You know, we can probably practice for a few days, then we forgot. This is the evil force, right? Our natural man just against this kind of practice. Just against, you know, try to do all it can, you know, to stop us from enjoying this Christ. So, saints, we really need to give ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Because the Lord has already won the victory. Right? He is the forerunner. He has entered into the good land. He has already prepared the rest for us. So we can actually just be one with Him. We really need to pray into. And then what? We need to also use the word, right? To kill all negative things, right?
Amen.
You know, to be able to divide our soul and the spirit, right? A lot of times we were in these kind of confused states. We don't even know, right? What is the Lord's leading? So we really need the word to help us to really, have the discernment, right? To equip us and to really supply us. So, I know a lot of brothers and sisters have already entered into the Bible, 1 year, reading 1 year, right? One time, you know, you read one chapter of Old, New Testament and what is three?
Three
chapters, right? Of the Old Testament. So that in 1 year, you can, you know, enjoy the Word of God. And we can, you know, be actually diving to be saturated with the Word.
Right.
Amen. We can actually dive deeper, right? We can enter into the life study. So there's just so many materials that we can enter into, right? The church has been entering into from last year. We have been entering into the Life Study 500. So but all this requires us that we actually have a heart, right? That we actually will present our body.
Amen.
Because otherwise, you know, we won't be able to even, I think, like, if you pick up the phone and, like, just browse on the internet, very easily, like, 20 minutes pass away. Even, like, a half an hour pass away. But if we pick up the Bible, it's a lot of time we need to fight, right? It's like, you know, so this is our experience. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How much we need you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, really gain our fresh consecration.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, gain our body that we can present our body in the new year.
Yes.
To really enter into all these richness that you have prepared for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Last week, Brother Ling Hong shared this with us. I want to share with you. He said that during the training, all the co-workers, they spent time together to fellowship, and they checked with one another. In the church history, is there anyone beside Brother Lee who actually referred the good land to Christ? And actually, the answer is no. Brother Lee is the one who actually saw the Christ actually depict Christ himself. Without this seeing, our experience of himself will be so much lack. And we just need to know how blessed we are. Amen. That we can know how Christ is so rich. And most Christians, their seeing, their interpretation of the good land is that when you die, you enter into the heaven, and that's the good land. But how sad that picture will be. That means your whole life is wandering in the wilderness. How pitiful that will be. We need to know that the good land is Christ.
Amen.
The good land is today.
Amen.
I'm not waiting for that day.
Amen.
Today I can enter. I can fight. I can rise to enter and get all the riches laboring on him.
Amen.
However, there is in Matthew 12, I want to bring up a very sober statement. In the outline, it says, Christ is rich beyond measure. Amen?
Amen.
But the church today is groveling in poverty because the Lord's children are indolent. Because we are lazy. So we are lying in poverty, although we are in the good land. Although we are in the church life, but we are poor. And the reference in Proverbs is saying, Proverbs 6:9 saying, how long, saints, how long, sluggard, will you lie there? When will you arise from your sleep?
Amen.
Oh Lord, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and your poverty will come upon you like a robber. Dear saints, it's a blessing that we are here today. But it will be a pity if we are here and being lying there and not laboring on this good land. Saints, we need to fight this poverty. This actually is a slang in China that Brother Andrew used to encourage us to rise up. Fight the poverty means a lot of people, they are so used to being poor, they don't want to change. They don't want to rise up. And they forever stay in that status. And today, Lord Jesus, may the Lord have mercy on us. 2024.
Yes.
We don't want to remain the same.
Right.
We don't want to stay in poverty.
Right.
We want to have rich experience of Christ.
Amen.
Rich experience of life.
Amen.
And we will have surplus for the worship of God.
Amen.
For the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
I'd like to follow our brother. But with more encouragement to all of us. If we check our experience and look at the example in the Old Testament, do you all realize, you know, even we are on the good land, we can be very poor.
Mm-hmm.
We can be in very severe poverty.
Right.
Right? And even we need to labor on the good land, but we see some, or hopefully it's not many, they have to sold their inheritance, their allotted portion, and even sold themselves into slavery. And they cannot produce, even support themselves, their family. That alone saying have surplus to bring together, to share with other saints and to worship the Father, worship their God. And in our experience, as our brother just shared, that could be our situation. Individually and corporately, when we come to the meeting, we have nothing, or we have very few things to bring forward to exhibit Christ, to worship our Father in truthfulness. But what we can do, you know, if we look at our situation, we may feel we have no hope. But today, you know, in the Old Testament, I think we. In the Old Testament, I think of many, they have to wait. They have to wait. There's a day, there's a year come called Jubilee. We all like this Jubilee, right? When Jubilee come, we will be able to be released from all our bondage. And we can be released from our slavery. And we can be brought back to the allotted portion. And we can enjoy the full rest, Sabbath, with the Lord.
Amen.
But now we are in the New Testament.
Amen.
We don't need to wait.
Amen.
Right. We know this Jubilee is also Christ Himself.
Amen.
It's in ourselves, in our spirit.
Amen.
Whenever we are willing to turn, we can right away enjoy this Jubilee.
Amen.
And we can right away have a new beginning.
Amen.
So this new beginning is not just a new beginning of every day and every year. It's the new beginning of 50 years.
Amen.
And real new beginning, we don't need to wait. Lord, brother, sister, how we can restart.
Amen.
To labor on this good land.
Amen.
It all depends on whether we want to turn.
Amen.
We can turn right away. And when we turn, we are free.
Amen.
And we don't want to... when we come back to the good land, we come back to the Jubilee. And then we continue again to idle, to be lazy. And the next day, we found out we got caught in the poverty. So I would like to encourage all the saints this year. We really need to consecrate ourselves to Him.
Amen.
We can have a new beginning right now, today, and we can have a new beginning every day of 2024. We can consecrate ourselves right now. And not only individually, but also corporately.
Yes.
We don't just care about, you know, whether ourselves or our family have supply. We also care whether we have a surplus of our produce we can bring over, you know, in all our gatherings, small group gatherings, prayer meeting, our prophesy meeting, our Lord's table meeting. We can all bring the riches.
Amen.
And we can have a new beginning. And this, I would like to declare to everyone, this year is Jubilee.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise to the Lord. Thank to the Lord to bring us the latest and timely speaking during the December semi-annual training.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that our speaking brothers have labored so much to bring us into the immersion of those ancient days when those Israelites at the entrance of the good land. Those Israelites have suffered from the wilderness for more than 40 years. And they just came out of the fear of the tyrannies of Egypt. And then, but this time, God had to present them a brand new place called Good Land for them to enjoy. No wonder, brothers and sisters, I don't want to hide that our serving brothers want to bring you a key message and the burden for this strategic first corporate Lord's Day meeting. This is different from the rest of the corporate Lord's Day meeting. This is from the different from the rest of our district meeting. This is the key and the critical and strategic corporate Lord's Day meeting for the new year, because this is the beginning of the new year.
Amen.
You know, the earth is circling around itself to give us a new day. And by the rotation of the moon, it offers us month. By circling around the sun, it offers us new year. So this is the beginning of the new year. And what is the difference of this beginning of the new year? Is because the God offers us new opportunity. Because God is new.
Amen.
God is new, therefore He refreshes us and renews us day by day, month by month, moment by moment, but this time, year by year. Listen, brothers and sisters, what is the key burden I want you, I beg you to bring to back home? Is brothers have fellowship so much, so intensive, that for the beginning of the new year, the meanings of beginning of the spiritual new year is to consecrate yourself.
Amen.
To consecrate yourself, myself, everyone, to God.
Amen.
Some of the spectating brothers and sisters may say, hey, Brother Sen, I consecrated 2 years ago. I consecrated 2 months ago, months ago. But this time, brothers and sisters, we need to consecrate our entire being, our everything, our entire family, our work, our life, and consecrate to the Lord. And so that the Lord can give us something new at this moment.
Amen.
You may come to me and say, yes, I did my consecration. I want to do my consecration. I determined to give my consecration. What's next? What's next, Brother Sen? So, brothers and sisters, there is a viable way is to contact Him every day and every moment.
Amen.
Brother Minjin mentioned, yes, brother, remind us, can we contact Him at the very beginning of the day for 30 seconds? Can we contact and reach out to Him 30 seconds before we go to bed? Oh, this is pretty easy, brother. But remember, after you practice for 7 days, I want you to let you know, this is not something easy. You need to consecrate yourself so that you can contact more freshly, daily, moment by moment, in the morning and in the evening.
Amen.
In this December semi-annual training, brothers intentionally brought up message 11 to us during the last Lord's Day meeting. Because this is one of the key messages. What is the key message? It's brothers and sisters, we got to be laboring to produce surplus. To produce surplus so that we can remember the Lord and worship God. What do you labor? What do you produce? Brothers and sisters, we gotta consecrate ourselves this year and say, yes, Lord, I want to contact You every day, every moment, every morning, every night, so that I can have a good produce of Christ, so I can share with brothers and sisters. Do you? Yes, we are here. We are listening and answer Your calling. And consecrate to yourself for the new year. So that we can remember You for the entire year.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. And may the Lord bless each and every one of us.
Amen.
And bless all the church and the locality for this new year of 2024.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
We have a new year. So to start a new year, it's good to have a warning and also have an encouragement and have a vision.
Amen.
Right? Just like Corinthians 1st 10 chapter 7 says, right? These things happened to Israel as an example to us. And what's written? Yeah. Was written as an admonition to us.
Amen.
So Amen. So just like Israel, we have been redeemed through Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, we have been delivered out of Satan's bondage. We have been brought into the revelation of the God's economy. But we may yet to reach the God's calling, right? That is to enter and possess the good land.
Amen.
So good Christ is our good land. And God is trying to bring all us into the good land.
Right.
Amen.
But to enter into the good land, we need to realize there is a warfare between Satan and God's kingdom. And when we just not here talk about this warfare, may Lord give us an inner sense and a realization of the warfare going on, right?
Amen.
For example, the church, as a member of the body of Christ, everyone, as a member of this body, we need to engage in this warfare. Is all right? Did you see that? Because, you know, each time when we see some things disappear, or sometimes we see, or we don't enjoy the Lord much, that's because we may be defeated. So, dear saints, we need to rise up first to fight for us and also for all dear saints to enjoy this good land, the unsearchable riches. So, first question, what is the extent of your engaging in the, you know, the prayer ministry, you know, as a warrior, as a battlefield, I mean, a warfare. So we need to bring this question to the Lord.
Amen.
How much I join the prayer ministry to fight for God's interest?
Amen.
Okay, that's the first question. And the second, I mean, the second point, just like a brother shared, right? In these last days, the Lord really wants to recover our genuine experience of Christ as a good land, so that we can have a riches to bring to the Lord's, to the meetings. No matter what kind of meeting, we should bring the surplus of the riches of the Christ, which we experienced, we enjoyed, so that we can, you know, enjoy with all the saints and worship our God the Father. And put the enemy into shame.
Amen.
So, dear saints, are you willing to do that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, just like our brothers mentioned, right? Because nowadays, you know, we may be in some kind of poverty, but that should be changed. So, whenever I, you know, each time I think about the new year, there's a word coming up to me. We have this new year. We are not consumed because of Jehovah. His loving kindness.
Amen.
Dear saints, may we start this new year by consecrating ourselves anew to the Lord.
Amen.
Ask Him to give us a new beginning.
Yes.
And we'll pray to Him, Lord, don't allow me to remain the same.
Amen.
Don't allow me to becoming old.
Right.
Just like languishing in the land.
Right.
So to have such a purpose, right? First we need to pray.
Amen.
And then we need to cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
So each morning, can we just consecrate ourselves anew to the Lord? Lord, today, I want to enjoy you.
Yes.
I want to experience you more.
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
If we haven't started this, then we can we just have 30 seconds, right?
Amen.
And every morning, pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to enjoy you more for today.
Amen.
If you have 10 minutes already enter into the ministry, pray with the Lord, then can we just enlarge our capacity, our land, the enjoyment. For example, from 10 minutes to 30 minutes.
Right.
And even if you haven't tried, then we just end of the day, right? And the night, we can also pray to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for today.
Amen.
Thank you, we can enjoy you today.
Amen.
And the Lord, you know, want to see you tomorrow, Lord.
Amen.
And during the day, right, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
No matter what kind of circumstances, that's how we're laboring on this good land.
Amen.
So if we're all faithful to, you know, labor on this good land, definitely we're going to have riches for ourselves, for our family, for our small group.
Amen.
Also have a surplus who bring to that Lord's Day meeting, to all kinds of meeting, to exhibit our riches to the universe, yeah, to shame the enemy.
Amen.
So may all dear saints answering the Lord's calling this year,
amen,
and to start a new year,
amen,
really in the newness of our Lord.
Amen.
His mercy is new every day to us.
Amen.
We just need to rise up and enjoy Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We have a very enjoyable tables meeting and Lord's Day meeting, right?
Amen.
We all enjoy very much. And I really, if you want to echo to all the fellowships, I can take me a lot of time. We don't have much time, so I will try to be brief. But one thing impressed me a lot, I don't know you brothers, is from Sister Judy's testimony.
Yeah.
Do you see how excited she is?
Yes.
So she said, oh, I find opportunity. I can enter, I can participate in the training.
Right.
We all need to have this kind of desire,
right,
this eagerness. Say, I want to attend the training.
Right.
So since July is semi-annual, July 1st to July 6th, and December semi-annual, December 23 to December 27. Let's see if we can find some time.
Amen.
Sometimes we say, "Oh, go to I already planned." Okay, I give you 6 months. Okay. So let's see we can find opportunity,
right,
to participate in this rich supply. Amen. So from sharing, you see, you know, the saints go to the training in live training or video training. You see that overflow. You see their face are glowing, right? So I just want to say this. Let's try our best and separate our time,
amen,
to participate in this training.
Amen.
And brothers mentioned earlier about before Israelites enter into the good land, they circle around the wilderness for 40 years. Actually, at one time, it's so close.
Right. Right.
You know, if you see the Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, it says it's only the 11-day journey from Mount Sinai to Canaan.
That's right.
Yet they could not enter Canaan because unbelief.
Right. Yes.
And after that, they wandering around the wilderness for 38 years.
Amen.
Until that their descendants enter into Canaan. So this is, I want to say, this is like a big indirect route. And but actually, dear saints, in our spiritual journey, there are countless wasted days. We are like the Israelites who circled around the wilderness and wasting many days. And when I think about it, my heart is very heavy about these wasted days. And but praise the Lord, dear saints, the Lord still have the way to help us.
Amen.
In Joel 2:25, the years that locusts have eaten will be restored to you.
Amen.
So if you are wasting your days, wasting your time, 10 years could be equal to one day. But if you are living, your service is according to His will, then one day may equal to many days.
Amen.
The word, the Lord, how Lord counts is not 24-hour cycle like we are experienced. And remember David said in Psalm 84, a day in your court is better, more than what? Better than a thousand. So dear saints, if we redeem our time, if we redeem our time, then our days may be restored.
Amen.
How about we all redeem our time in 2024?
Amen.
So may the Lord give us a new beginning.
Amen.
So we can, this year, we can experience more Christ than last year.
Amen.
We can have a Christ increase in us today more than yesterday.
Amen.
We can actually be renewed day by day.
Amen.
I think at the end of tables meeting, a lot of saints consecrate themselves to the Lord, consecrate 2024 to the Lord. I don't know, I think most of you did, but if you haven't, we do need to consecrate 2024 to the Lord.
Amen.
But I would say, don't do it in an abstract way. That means, Lord, we give you 2024. Let's do it in a more specific way. Let's consecrate some specifics to the Lord. How about, I think quite a few saints, the brothers mentioned, how about talk to the Lord every day with 30 seconds when you wake up and 30 seconds before you go to bed. Or you say, this is easy. The saints, I tell you, I already heard some saints say, this is very challenging. Even 30 seconds. The point is to practice this every day.
Right. Yes.
The key is to cultivate this so that it can become our habit.
Amen.
So, of course, 30 seconds is not upper limit. It's the low limit. Yes. That means at least 30 seconds.
Right.
Amen. Can we do that?
Amen.
Let's practice this, talk to the Lord.
Amen.
How about spend some time for the morning revival? Regardless of the material you're using, Bible verses is fine, Holy Word for morning revival is okay, or some material, it's okay. But what is the key? Key is to exercise your spirit.
Right.
If you have a companion, when you pray with them together, make sure you exercise your spirit together.
Right.
Revival is not revival until you touch the spirit.
Amen.
Until you exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Until you are filled with the spirit.
Amen.
How about have a regular set time to contact the Lord on a regular basis? Don't wait when you have trouble. Oh Lord, help me.
Amen.
Don't wait, you need something. Lord, please give me this or give me that. That's have some set time before the Lord to contact Him, to fellowship with Him.
Amen.
As long as we have this set time, we will be benefit from this time.
Amen.
30 seconds, 1 minute, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, doesn't matter. But dear saints, we do need have a set time.
Amen.
For this.
Amen.
You can bring up many specifics before the Lord and consecrate them to the Lord. It could be entering into the Word. It could be shepherding. It could be gospel preaching. It could be pursuing anything, right? You also can consecrate how you utilize your phone. How much time you spend on the TikTok, Twitters, Facebook, WeChat, Line. The list goes on. Dear saints, we need to follow Lord's leading.
Right.
Amen.
And give them to the Lord.
Amen.
This are more on the personal level. But on the corporate side, I echo brothers sharing regarding message 11. We all need to laboring on this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
So when we come together, we have a surplus to offer.
Right.
Regardless the kind of meeting, we cannot come empty-handed.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need to labor.
Amen.
We need to labor under Christ.
Amen.
Do you want our meetings in 2024 are lifted?
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We all want that.
Amen.
So that Lord, so the saints, we need to labor. We need to prepare so that our Christ can be exalted and glorified, and our Father can be pleased and satisfied.
Right.
So may this first Lord's Day meeting set a right direction for all of us.
Amen.
May we have a new beginning for 2024,
right,
and we can be renewed day by day this year.
Right.
Amen.
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 Okay, okay. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know it's late, but bear with me maybe 10 more minutes. So you have to exercise your spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Exercise last spirit. 10 minutes, the most important.
Amen.
Saints, how was your 2023?
It's over.
Are you satisfied with 2023?
No.
Do you have a desire to have a breakthrough?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This is so crucial. You know, in the Bible, reveals there's a God. Also reveal what kind of God he is. And also reveal many principles that how God would do things. Mm-hmm. All right. There are many principles revealed in the Bible. One of the principles today in this first corporate meeting of year 2024, you see, it is very crucial.
Amen.
You know what is that? A new beginning.
Amen.
Whether you have failed, whether you have succeeded on 2023, it's over. So when God brought the people Israel out of Egypt, you know what's the first thing God did? Change their day. Set their month a new month.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That is what God desired to do on His people.
Amen.
We as the New Testament believer, when we read the Old Testament Bible, we have to see the principle. We have to see the type. We have to see how God renewing them. So this desire within us so crucial. If you don't have that desire, then God cannot do anything. So this morning here, I like to encourage all of you, including myself, we have to consecrate ourselves for this new beginning.
Right.
Amen.
Today's, don't look down. Do not have the unbelief, evil heart.
Right.
The reason the people of Israel perish is because they don't believe what God has promised them. Do you believe God will renew you?
Amen.
Amen.
Really?
Amen.
Amen.
You have to say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. exercise the spirit of the faith. Not to look at yourself. Look at ourselves. We will just lose our heart. But I'm not here also to just promote you with some kind of inspiration, some kind of just resuscitation. That won't work. Okay, so you desire to have a breakthrough, right? I desire to have a breakthrough, right? Then what should we do? Later, when I finish this fellowship, I would like to ask all of us, 1 minute, let us consecrate ourselves.
Amen.
You sit there and I sit here. We just consecrate with our genuine prayer to the Lord. Okay? So you have to, I have to consecrate ourselves first. Just to the Lord.
Amen.
Telling Him, Lord, I belong to you.
Amen.
And this year, 2024.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I, with my family, with all the saints, we like to offer us what? A corporate offering to the Lord.
Amen.
This will please Him. All right. And then, after the consecration, we have to do what? Learn to live. Learn to labor. I believe this time, whoever who attend the winter training, you must have this refreshed view about laboring. What is laboring? Laboring is to
exercise,
right?
Exercise
what?
Spirit.
My spirit.
Right.
Who is in my spirit as the good land.
Amen.
And then accept every situation.
Amen.
Every condition. The situation, condition in your family. The situation, condition in your world. The situation, condition in the church life. To gain Christ.
Right.
As your peace. As your strength, as your endurance, even as your patience. That is the laboring. This is what we should do on 2024. Can we do that, Saint?
Amen.
Like I say, I don't want to stir up you just for the New Year resolution. No. I'd like to ask you, in your consecration, 2 points, you will pray, Lord, deepen the relationship with you. Lord, I like to deepen my relationship with you. And the second, cultivate it, personal and corporate laboring habit in our daily life.
Amen.
Did you get this 2 point?
Yes.
In your consecration? Lord, deepen my relationship with you.
Amen.
Lord, I will cultivate it personally and corporately laboring in you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
With His mercy and grace.
Amen.
So that we would have this breakthrough on 2024.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's spend 1 minute.
Amen.
Sit there and pray. Okay? For consecration.
Amen.
Thank you.
we thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, yes, thank you for this new year.
Amen.
We consecrate ourselves for a new 2 years.
Amen.
We have a deeper relationship with you.
Amen.
Cultivate our laboring habit individually and corporately.
Amen.
Lord, that we would really have the surplus of Christ.
Amen.
The produce, Lord.
Amen.
To bring to the meetings.
Amen.
The exhibit of Christ.
Amen.
For the building up of our body.
Amen.
For your expression.
Amen.
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 Gentlemen, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for the new beginning.
Amen.
Make our consecration to you.
Amen.
2024.
Amen.
Laboring on the good land.
Amen.
We have produced the surprise.
Amen.
For your satisfaction.
Amen.
Jesus, gain each of us.
Amen.
We love all your cross.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you.
Amen.
Oh, grant us a new beginning.
Amen.
To consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Ourselves personally, and our family.
Amen.
Even the church corporately.
Amen.
We want to consecrate ourselves as one living sacrifice.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we'll consecrate day by day also.
Amen.
Oh, we can establish such a living.
Amen.
Oh, we will labor on the good land.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Oh, in all the circumstances.
Yeah.
Oh, we will exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, so we can have surplus.
Amen.
Oh, to bring to all the gathering.
Amen.
Oh, to exhibit Christ.
Amen.
Oh, and we can provide such a genuine worship of you.
Amen.
Worship of the Father.
Amen.
Lord, receive our consecration.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.